Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I want to continue this conversation about the impact you're making in the world. This episode is about how you can choose or change your identity. Have you ever considered what your identity is and how you show up? And if you can choose it, like who or what do you identify as? And do you embrace it? Do you want to keep it? My friend Kimberly Crow, you've heard of me speak of her before, wrote a book called Shift Your Narrative. It was a bestseller. Go get it. It's on the Amazon. And her deal is that the story you want to keep? Is that true? What else could be true? So the same thing holds for your identity. You can choose or change your identity. So I'm going to say the first piece of my identity is within my family. So how do I identify within my family or what identity was placed on me? So the first thing is I'm the youngest and I can't really modify that, right? Like I am the youngest. I had an older brother. He was the oldest. He died when he was 53. And then there are three of us girls. And my brother used to tell my dad, man, we had a great family till you had all those girls. And my dad being, you know, super fast on his feet said, oh, we had a perfect family till we had all you kids. So there you go. Snap. Knocked him right upside the head and hurt his feeling. But I'm the youngest. I'm also the most talkative and probably the loudest. I think I became the loudest because you couldn't hear me otherwise. With mom and dad and my brother and two sisters all talking at once, like if I didn't jump up and down and scream, you weren't going to hear me. So I was probably the loudest. And the fun thing about that was I was tongue-tied. I just recently heard about a child that was tongue-tied and they're not going to do anything about it. He's an infant. They didn't find out I was tongue-tied till I was like two. And when my mom realized, my aunt actually figured it out, took me to the doctor and she said, the doctor was like, oh yeah, her tongue's just tied down. I couldn't stick out my tongue. I didn't talk at all, which I know you find that really hard to believe. And my aunt was like, yeah, this baby's tongue tied. So the doctor was like, oh yeah, we'll just clip it and she'll be fine. And my mom said, but is she okay? And he said, well, what are you talking about? And she said, well, she's two and she doesn't speak at all. And he said, she's probably the smartest child you have. She gets whatever she wants and she never has to say a word. Oh, well, okay, I'll take that. I'm the smartest one. I'm not the smartest one, but I'm going to take it. So I'm the youngest. I'm the loudest. I probably talk the most. In my family, I'm the baker. I started with my mom. I remember in first grade, baking with my mom. I'd come home from school and we would bake a cake. We'd make cookies. We'd make something for dessert. And with the family of six, whatever we made was typically gone that night. Like poof, it was gone. At one point, we made some amazing cinnamon rolls. Now, I've tried. I've made some pretty good ones. But mom and I, when I was like 7, 8 years old, we made some pretty killer cinnamon rolls. So I baked. And then, I don't know, a few years ago, I took a cake decorating class. And so then I started baking a lot. And one of the sessions of the cake decorating class was how to decorate cookies. So now I decorate cookies. I even opened an online bakery for a while. Let me just tell you, that was way too much work. And as much as I love baking and cooking, like, I don't know how people do it out of their home, like, all day, every day. Like, ooh, that got to be too much. And I was like, nope, I'm just going to do it for friends and family and people I love. But I'm a baker. And I get phone calls. And it's like, ooh, Aunt Jennifer, can you bake my wedding cake? Yes, I can. I'm aunt to people that aren't even blood relatives. And it's Aunt Jennifer. Like, I don't know. I'm getting ready to make my fourth or fifth wedding cake, which is an honor. It is an honor to have someone trust you with their wedding cake. So I'm a baker, and everybody knows it. And my nieces will call, Aunt Jennifer, I have this thing. Yes. So that's my identity. Like, I embrace it. I love it. One of my best friend's daughters, she was probably 7 or 8, and the kids would always come up to my boat and say, you know, what snacks do you have when we were at the beach? And her daughter said, you just really need to open a bakery. And that was the first time anybody actually had said those words to me. And again, I did for a while. But I'm also known as the person who always shows up. I always show up. I'm always there. Good, bad, or indifferent. I was experiencing an extremely difficult period of time in my life. And I didn't show up for something. I just couldn't. I did not have it in me to do. And one of my friends said, well, her feelings were really hurt because you always show up. And I thought, ooh, is that good or is that bad? Like, it's great that I always show up, but it's also a little disheartening and devastating that I didn't get a little bit of grace for what was going on, which everybody knew. But it's interesting, right? Do you like the identity that has either been placed on you or you've embraced? Do you still want it? You have choices. I had a career identity. I always showed up. I was always at work. I was extremely dependable. You give me a project, I was going to get it done. Was I going to complain about it along the way? Okay, let's be clear. Probably. I probably did. But that's who I was. And I was accurate. I did what I was supposed to do, and it was accurate. It was correct. It was right. Have you ever heard of the DISC behavioral profiles? So that is your behavior that other people recognize. It's not really a personality test. It's when you walk in a room, how do other people perceive you and interact with you? Well, in the DISC profile, it's D is for dominating a problem, I is influencing people, S is for steadiness, and C is for consistency. I just want to say the C for consistency, for me, the highest I've ever scored out of 100 is 8. That's the number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not 80. It's 8. And when I was becoming certified to do DISC profiles, the instructor said, how did you work in housing and for the federal government and you have an 8 in compliance? And I said, because my eye for influencing people, which is a little bit like a cheerleader, was so high that I wanted to get the awards, I wanted to get the accolades, and I wanted to be called in front of everybody and told what a good job I did. So my eye is a 96 out of 100. I was at a training, and it was all federal employees, all the whole management team, and I'm the only one who scored above 50% on influence. And the instructor said, if you have a new project, a new program that you want to roll out, you need Jennifer to do it. Because she will get everybody rounded up and on board much faster than the rest of you. And guess what happened after that? Yeah, I got to do a whole lot of special projects. A lot of them were a lot of fun. Some of them were an immense amount of work. But I'm a cheerleader. And in my career, that was part of my identity. I was walking through the office one day and stopped to talk to somebody in a different division about something else going on in the office, you know, that impacted everybody. And my boss walked by and she goes, hey, Jennifer, would you go get a sympathy card? Somebody's family member passed away. And, you know, you're the touchy-feely one. You're real good at that. And I was like, anybody could go buy a card. But nope, I was the cheerleader. I was the dependable one, right? I'm going to go get the card. And I did. Like I did. I did what I was supposed to. So that career identity, that level of dependability, the show up, I'm going to be there, I'm going to do the thing, it served me very well, and it served, you know, the housing industry really well while I was there. But you can transition. I transitioned from that employee. I was also a manager, supervisor person, but I transitioned from that into an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, I'm a speaker. I'm a trainer. Now, I will say I had many years in my career, both at corporate and government, where I did training. I heard one time, and I need to look this up and see if it's still true, but at one point, I was told that more than 70% of the federal government is made up of introverts who want to sit at their desk and do their job, and they really would just as soon not interact with other people. And that was my experience too. They did a great job. They did exactly what they were tasked with doing, my coworkers, my colleagues, but they didn't necessarily want to put on the training and be the speaker and be the face of the agency. I remember being called in one day, my boss said, "We need you to go to such and such hotel on such and such date," which it was just down the block from the office, "and we need you to be on a panel about homelessness and give a 10-minute talk on homelessness." I was like, I work on housing people. I don't deal with the homeless. That's a whole nother department. But guess what? I did. I went to the library. It was before Google. That's how long ago this was. I went to the library. I did research. I went to the department that actually handled homelessness. I got statistics. I got data. And I still refer to that information that I got around homelessness. So it served me well. I was dependable. I could be a speaker. I could show up. I could be on a panel. They gave me enough time. I could research it. And I could speak as if I was knew about that. But one of the biggest days in my life came. I'm going to say, I should have looked this up before I hit record. I believe it was December 17th, 2016. I had been in a coaching program as a participant, and one of the exercises was to write a blog. I didn't know what a blog was. And then it was make a list of 10 things that you know about that are true to your topic. Well, my topic was stress, and I came up with 10 things very quickly and easily. She said, "Okay, great. You have a blog and you have a title and you have 10 tips that you know are true about that topic." Okay, great. I got it. The next module was, now write out an entire page, type out a whole page to support your statement, your tip. I can do that. I have a degree in French, Spanish, and a minor in English. I can type that up. Yep, I can do that. And I did. And at the end of that lesson, once you got it all typed up, she said, "Go to this website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. And it's called that because most things used to cost $5, inflation, a little bit more, but still very reasonable. And have someone design a book cover for you." Huh, okay. So I went on Fiverr. They designed a book cover for me. And she said, "There you have it. You have an ebook to give away as your opt-in." Wait, what? Okay. So I'm speaking to a woman that's also in the group, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I did my thing. I got through those modules, and I wrote the ebook for my opt-in." And she said, "Words that changed my life. Now upload it to Amazon." And did you catch last week's episode where I talked about an auto reject response? I had an absolute auto reject response. And my response was, no, I'm not an author. I'm not a writer. That's my brother and one of my sisters. It's not me. Did you hear that? Holy moly, crapoli. What story had I been telling myself? And she said, but you are. You literally just wrote a book. Now upload it to Amazon. Now, I'm going to say this poor gal went above and beyond the call of duty to help me upload this book to Amazon. I uploaded it to Amazon. I was so excited when I hit that last button that said, it's uploaded. Holy moly, like really? So in this coaching program, I'm now at the end. I've now finished all the modules and you take a test. And you can only take the test 2 times. But I don't know what's on the test. I don't know anybody who's taken the test. I don't know what to expect. It's all been online. I'm not rightly sure. And I thought, oh, I'm at such a high. I'm so excitable. Yes, I used that incorrectly, but I like to, so go with it. I'm so excitable about just having uploaded this book to the Amazon. I'm going to take this coaching exam and I'm going to see how I do. I'm just going to take the test. Imagine my shock, surprise, and elation when I hit submit after I answered all the questions. And the computer like started shooting confetti on the screen. Congratulations, you passed. So on that one day, I uploaded my first book to Amazon. I think I've written 7 now. I uploaded my first book to Amazon and I became a certified coaching specialist. When I bought that program, I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know I signed up to be a coach. I had the same thing happen a couple of years later when I was learning to read Akashic Records, The Messages of Your Soul. And I get to the end, I send my certification statement that I had read so many people within our group's records, and I get an email back that says, congratulations, you're a certified soul care coach. What? Oh my gosh, I don't even know what all kinds of coaches I am, what all I'm certified in. It's super fun. I love every bit of it. But the main thing is, today, as I record this, I have transitioned from a federal employee to a speaker, a trainer, an author, a coach, an energy healer. You can transition. You can choose your identity. You can choose how you want to show up in the world. The question is, how do you want to show up? How do you want to show up? On the books I write, they're all short. Every book I write is very short, can be read very quickly. Someone once said, is that even a book? I read it like in 10 minutes. And I said, did you write a book? Did you create a cover? Did you upload it to the Amazon? Was it a bestseller in 3 categories? No, you did none of those things. Yes, it is a book. It is a book. People want to read something short. They want to read something that gives them something tangible to do. And I have embraced that. I don't want to sit down and spend 6 months writing a 500-page book. And guess what? You may not want to read it. That's a lot. That's a lot. You can choose your identity. I had to really step in and embrace the fact that I'm an author because honestly, I said, I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. My sister and brother are. I'm not. And guess what? I am. Same thing with energy healing. I was like, I'm not a healer. I'm a catalyst for healing. Like, I know. And someone said, one of my clients actually said, you have offended me by refusing to embrace the fact that you're an energy healer because you are. And now I accept it. I honor it. Yes, I am an energy healer. And I do have a gift from God. Yep, I'll take it. I was in a group with some ladies and a couple of them said, oh, I'm not a healer and that's not nice to say. You should say it. And I let them go on for a while. And finally I was like, I understand where you're coming from, but I identify as an energy healer, and I am. What identity do you want to have? What identity do you want to take on? What do you want to transition into? Some are thrust upon you, but you can choose. My challenge for you is when this audio ends, that you spend 5 minutes, just five. Oh, wait, no, it has to be 12. I'm the 12-minute success coach. I forgot to throw that in there. I deem myself the 12-minute success coach. I want you to spend 12 minutes, and I want you to write down all the identities that you have, whether you chose them or they were thrust upon you. And then I want you to consider whether those are the identities that you want to have. If you want to talk about it a little bit more, book a call with me. I would love to hear from you. And also, for this podcast, subscribe, like, leave a review, all the things. Do all the things for me, would you? I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.